Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you the Lord. You are now once again tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Minister Teron Eppinger. He is a minister of the gospel at the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor. Minister Teron Eppinger will be delivering God's word very shortly over this worldwide platform on tonight. So as I always ask the listeners, and especially for the new listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. We always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me on tonight, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again on tonight, touching and agreeing that you are truly worthy to be praised and that there is none like you in all the earth. You are the great I am. You are our everything. We know that without you, we can't do nothing. But we do know that according to your word, that when we are in Christ Jesus, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So now, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Minister Teron Eppinger and his entire family, and every saved believer in the name of Jesus all over the world. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions in the name of Jesus, we pray, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. And Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, lifting up all those families that have lost loved ones in Surfside, Florida, in that condo collapse on last week. We understand that there's a lot of people still missing, but we know that you are still able, no matter what it looks like. So we ask that you would comfort and strengthen those family members that have lost loved ones in their condo collapse. Even those that have loved ones that are still missing. We ask that you would touch their hearts, Heavenly Father, in their minds, that they would be able to continue to lift up their eyes into the hills from which cometh their help. For all of their help comes from you. Not only their help, but all of our help comes from you. Not only those families, but we lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight, all over the land. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. We also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as you are able. We know that you're well able. So we know that you are still working miracle signs and wonders in the earth through your people, that they would have a testimony that would give you glory, honor, and praise after you have healed them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, I come personally want to thank you. Thank you for allowing this worldwide platform and worldwide ministry to go forth for 8 years. Now, this July, 8 years, we know that it was nobody but you. So we give you glory, honor, and praise, and ask that you will continue to move by your spirit this worldwide ministry and platform through every guest that delivers your word, through every testimony that's shared, everyone that comes forth with music. And Father, that you alone would get the glory. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us. That you get the glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your spirit on tonight through your man of God, Minister Tawan Eppinger, as your word goes forth, as you use him through your Holy Spirit, that should there be any listener on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, is our prayer, our hope and desire that something will be said through your word that will touch their hearts, that will up their hearts and minds to the point that they will open up their hearts and their mouths. They will ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. And as we pray, Lord, that after they are saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So we pray now, Lord, that you will have your way, that you alone get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry, even to the new listeners on tonight. Bless them and grant them all the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and it comes to us saying, only what you do for Christ will last. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, only what you do for Christ will last. So once again, I pray and I hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Minister Tawan Eppinger as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. Before we bring him on to deliver this word, he's standing by now. Thank God for him and his family. And we want to continue to lift him up in prayer because he, like so many others in the Michigan area, that has lost a lot of valuable items in their homes and that was in their basement because of the flood from last week, not only in Detroit, but all over Michigan, in Dearborn, all over in Rose Point. There's so many people that have lost so much because of the flood. But we know that all things are in your hand, and we still give you glory, honor, and praise. Even through this, you're still worthy to be praised. So we're going to try to do all the music work on tonight, and hopefully and prayerfully it'll work this time on tonight, that we will be able to do this music break. And following the music break, we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Minister Tawan Eppinger. But just in case if the music don't work, we were going to turn the mic directly over to Minister Tawan Eppinger. Hopefully it plays, so enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but definitely sing this song here. My, my, my. Yes, sir. Pray, pray for me. We If you ain't too cute to say it, help the praise team say it.
Okay, Minister Eppinger, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Minister Eppinger. Okay, praise the Lord. My line had dropped. I had to dial back in, so I apologize to the listeners for that. Nobody but the enemy don't want this word to go forth, but we know that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. But I was trying to make an announcement before Minister Eppinger brings forth God's word on tonight. God has blessed Minister Tawan Eppinger to have a prayer line that comes forth 7 nights a week, every night. 7 days a week at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you need prayer, if you want to be prayed for, if you want to stand in the gap for someone and be and pray on behalf of someone else, this is the prayer line number that you need to dial. Area code 602-610-2081. Once again, the number is 602, area code 610-2081. And the access code is 913-927. Once again, the access code for Minister Eppinger's prayer line is 913-927. So I'm also thanking God for, as I said in the prayer, for those that may have missed it, I thank God for allowing this worldwide platform and ministry to be going forth very strong for 8 years now. This July marks the 8-year anniversary for this worldwide platform and ministry, and I just give God the glory for it. So right now, we are excited. We are excited to hear what the Lord is going to say through Minister Tawan Eppinger on tonight. So once again, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. Minister Tawan Eppinger, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen, amen, amen. First and foremost, I want to thank God for giving me the opportunity and putting his word inside my belly so that his word may deliver me and touch me as well as his people. For I am just a vessel, ready, willing to be used by God. I thank Brother Brown for giving me this platform to preach the gospel of God's holy word. The title for the sermon is We Must Establish a Yet Praise. We must establish a yet praise.
Yes.
The sermon comes from Psalms 34, but the main scripture for the sermon is coming from 2 Chronicles 20, chapter 20, 21 through 23. I'm going to read both of them. I'm going to start with Psalms 34. Psalms 34 says, this is a psalm of David regarding the time he pretended to be insane in front of the Abimelech who sent him away. Verse 1 says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. And then the third scripture, third verse says, let us tell the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. 2 Chronicles 20, 21 through 23. It reads, after consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. At that very moment, they began to sing and give praises. The Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. May God have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. I must establish a yet praise. I came to tell someone today to keep on pressing. Keep on believing. For help is on the way. Don't let this world shake you. Don't let it get the best of you. For Jesus said that in this world we will have trials and tribulations, but to be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. Don't get me wrong, the devil is busy, but he has no power. With all that's going on in this world, do not be discouraged. Don't you dare give up. Know that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes, Lord.
He is our very present help in times of trouble. Nor will he leave us or... See, what I've learned is in living this life that we're going to have some good days. And we're also going to have some bad ones. But in the midst of whatever season or time that you are in, we must establish a yet praise. You say, preacher, what is a yet praise that you keep referring to? A yet praise means that I will praise God no matter what obstacle is thrown in front of me. No matter what trial or tribulation comes to try and take me out, yet will I still praise God.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
See, no matter what the enemy tries to manipulate us with, we must have a yet praise. And we still must praise the Lord. No matter if I have to do it alone or do it by myself, I must yet still have praise. Praising God must be a part of our daily battle strategy.
Yes, Lord.
Why is that? Because praise confuses the enemy. The Bible also says that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Take a look at Psalms chapter 34. David's prayer was not depicted off of a good or bad day. His praise was not a conditional praise. His praise wasn't only to God when things were going good. He blessed God on his good days and even on his bad days. Why? Because what I figured out that even on my bad days, I'm blessed to still be alive.
Yes, Lord.
Even on my blessed days, I'm still blessed to have the cognitive part of my mind that lets me be able to think and process thoughts. And I still have my limbs to make me be able to touch and feel, and my legs to make me able to walk. Even on my bad days, I'm still blessed. My God, even on my bad days, I'm still blessed. Why? Because God has the ability to turn those days, those bad days, those bad times, those bad seconds, those bad minutes of our days. He has the ability to turn them into good days in the blink of an eye. We have to stop allowing our love for God to be conditional and love him in the midst of whatever season, time, situation, tribulation that we are in. Because that's just the type of love he has for us. Unconditional. We must understand that God is bigger than any situation we could ever find ourselves in. One thing I've learned that in praising God, despite how I may feel, my efforts to send up a praise can move him off his throne. Let me say that again. It's so important to me to send up a praise despite how I feel, because my efforts of praising God in the midst of me feeling down and out, in the midst of me feeling sick, in the midst of me feeling hopeless, has the ability to move God off his throne. Not only does it have the ability to move God off his throne, it has the ability to change my atmosphere from bad to good. See, what I've learned, what I've had to learn, is that the enemy tries to manipulate my mind on my bad days to think that God is not with me. And I've had to learn that on these days that I am not so jubilant, if I open up my mouth, my God, and praise God, it changes the very essence of my atmosphere, as well as my attitude, as well as my mindset. Your praise is one of your greatest weapons. Amen. Look at 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. After the armies of the Moabites, the Ammonites, and some of the Munanites declared war on Jehoshaphat, God's messenger told him that there are large armies coming from Edom across the Red Sea. Jehoshaphat was terrified and begged for the Lord's guidance. He ordered everyone in Judah to begin to fast. Some people from all of Judah came to Jerusalem to seek the Lord's help. Jehoshaphat, being the man that he is, stood in front of the entire community at the new courtyard of the temple of the Lord, and he prayed. He reminded God of who he was and the promises that he has made. My God, have you ever had to remind God of who he was and the promises that he's made to you? Have you ever? I don't know about you, but I have. In the midst of me going through trial, tribulation, and turmoil, me reminding myself of the promises that God has told me, helped me get through it. Like one of them, that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. That right there can give you comfort when you feel that you're all alone. When you feel down and out and you feel like you have no one to talk to. Just knowing that will help you get through. Amen. He reminded God that God gave him this land forever to the descendants of God's friend Abraham. He reminded God that God drove all the people who lived in the land before the Israelites. He reminded them that he drove them out. He reminded God that whenever we are faced with any calamity, such as war, plague, or famine, that we could stand in the presence of God and that we could cry out to God to save us and he would rescue us. See, when you remind God of who he is, it starts to build your faith because you realize that he's never failed you yet. My God. Amen. You begin to remember that God is the same as he was yesterday, as he is today, and as he will be tomorrow and forever. Jehoshaphat prayed that God would stop them from trying to throw them out of their land. He admitted to God that they were powerless against the mighty army that was about to attack them. Anybody that knows God knows that at our weakest points, he is made strong. It is there at our weakest points that we can call upon him, and he gives us the strength to get through whatever it is we're going through. Why? Because his resume and track record speaks for itself.
Yes.
His resume and track record proves how great he is. He's not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. While preparing themselves, the Spirit of the Lord came upon a man named Jehazabel. The message that he said was, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged by this mighty army, because the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. See, we have to understand that every battle that we face is not ours. We have to learn how to be more of a people, to get on our knees and lift our hands versus try to fight everything on our own. We have to learn that our God is mighty and more powerful than any person, place, thing, or anything that we can imagine. The Lord told them to march out against the army. He even told them which way the army would be coming. Then he told them that you will not need to fight. God told them to take their positions and stand. Watch the Lord's victory. See, as a people, as God's children, we have to learn our positions in God.
Lord, yes.
We have to learn that our most powerful position is on our knees in prayer. We have to learn that we have to have a relationship established with God so that and we must make sure also that our connection is established so there won't be no static in the line going to God. We won't have a missed call when we go to God. We won't have a mysterious thing that make us hang up when we're talking to God. We must make sure that our connection is established so God can hear us when we're trying through. Amen? God told him to stand still and watch the Lord's victory. We have to stop trying to fight the battles that do not belong to us and praise God in the midst of it all for the victory. The next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord, your God, and we will be able to stand firm. Believe in what his prophet has said, and you shall succeed." Mm-hmm. After consulting the people, the king anointed singers. He appointed singers to walk ahead of the army to sing the Lord's praises and to sing splendor unto the Lord. The Bible says, at that very moment when they started singing and giving God praise, God calls the opposing army to start fighting amongst themselves, and the army took each other. We must show God that we trust him enough and depend on him enough to stand still and wait on him. We must show God that we trust him and depend on him enough that when the enemy comes in like a flood, instead of getting down and out, we start singing praises because we know that our help is on the way. Amen? We must allow God to be just that, God. We must send a praise that is so sweet to the nostrils of God that it moves him off his throne. We must also remember that praises confuse the enemy. And no matter what it looks like, God has created us to be victorious. We have to learn how to speak a word over our sins.
Yeah.
Even when it doesn't look like it, even when we're down and out, even when we're in darkness, we must speak victory over ourselves because that's what God says about us. He said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. He said that we are overcomers. He said that by his stripes that we are healed. He said that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he came that we may have life. And have it more abundant.
Lord, yes, sir.
So in the midst of whatever trial, tribulation, situation that you may be in, remember to open up your mouth and give God the best and most absolute praise that you can muster up. I dare you to praise him.
Yes, Lord.
I dare you to praise him. A lot of times, in closing, let me say this one last point. A lot of times, your praise will determine how long you have to go through the storm. A lot of times, your praise will depict how quick you come through or come over whatever obstacle that you're facing. God loves you, and so do I. Until next time, be blessed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I love how you deliver God's word, Minister Effinger, and as I share with other people, and you proved it again on tonight. When God put a word in you or me or whoever is going to deliver his word, say exactly what God says. Don't add or subtract anything. Just say what he say. And then when he say that's enough, that's it, then end it. And that's exactly what you did. So I know that the listeners on tonight have received this word on tonight, that we, as believers in the body of Christ, we must all establish a yet praise. We must have a, first of all and foremost, we must have a personal relationship with Him, God the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We must have a relationship with Him. Then we must establish, like you said, according to His word, a yet praise. Because like the Bible says, the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. So why are we fighting a battle that don't belong to us? That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to keep us confused. But God came, Jesus said that He came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. So we thank you, Minister Tawan Evans, for delivering this word on tonight. You said exactly what God wanted the people to hear on tonight, because God, even before the foundation of the world, knew who was going to be listening, what we all stand in need of. That's a much-needed word for such a time as this that we're living in on today. So we want to say thank you, Minister Evans, for delivering this word. And I pray that it has been received by every listener. We know that God has gotten the glory. So we want to say once again, thank you, Minister Evans, and you keep up the great work in preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to people that want to hear it, and even to those that don't want to hear it. Continue to stand on the wall and continue to build up the kingdom of God through preaching and teaching. Continue to be an asset to the kingdom of God, that God would be glorified through you. That when you stand before God, and there's not only you, but when we all stand before God, our goal should be that we want to hear God say unto us, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. When this life here on earth is over, that's what we want to hear God say unto us, and that our living was not in vain. So don't forget the spirit of food for thought on tonight. Only what you do for Christ will last. I think I need to say that again because somebody missed it. Not your mother, not your pastor, not your friend, but only what you do is personal. Only what you do for Christ will last. So I pray that you all, the listeners, have received this word on tonight. If not yet, we want to continue to give God glory, honor, and praise for His word, for who he is. And once again, I want to thank God for allowing me to be over this worldwide ministry and platform for 8 years now, this month, 8 years. And I just give God the glory for it. There's nobody but God. And I give Him the glory, honor, and praise for it. And it's my hope and desire that He will continue to let me continue to move forward and do at least another 8 years or even more, whatever His desire is. That's what my desire and will is, that His will be done in me. Not only me, but through this worldwide platform and every guest that brings forth God's word over this worldwide ministry and platform, and everyone that share testimonies, everyone that comes forth over this worldwide platform and are being a blessing to the people, to the body of Christ, that God gets the glory through each and every last one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers. So we're going to really close out on tonight in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, if you will continue to keep those families in prayer down in Surfside, Florida, that lost loved ones due to that condominium collapse on last week. Continue to lift those families up. They are hurting, and there's a lot of people still missing. So we want to continue to lift those families up that have loved ones that are still missing, and that they will be able to look into the hills from which cometh their help. So not only their help, but all of our help comes from the Lord. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. And all those that are bereaved on tonight, all over the land, all those that have loved ones that are incarcerated, those that have loved ones that are in shelters, women that are being abused and battered, and their children that are in shelters, even to those young people that are in juvenile detention centers and facilities, we want to continue to lift them up. We want to continue to lift up our first responders and our law enforcement officers and our government. We want to continue to lift up our pastors, those that bring forth God's word, the under-shepherds. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. For we need each other, for we are our brother's keeper. We're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth. It's in your hands. We thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for his precious blood that was shed on the cross for our sins, that we can be restored back into fellowship and relationship with you. And we thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. So now, Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow and every door that's going to be open in your name all over the land, whether people are actually in the church building or whether they're on Facebook or social media delivering your word, singing your praises, sharing testimonies. We pray, Lord, that you will be in the midst, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry and platform. Continue to bless those that are tuned in on tonight for the first time. Grant them all the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Again, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it. And we thank you even for your sufficient grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again on tonight, know that I love you. Guess what? Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, we want to continue to give God praise. Why? Because he's truly worthy to be praised. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.